Chapter 7. 9 days. It was the night before Lucy's wedding to Charles Darnay, and Dr. Manette and his daughter were sitting in their garden watching the sunset.
"Are you happy that I'm getting married tomorrow, Father?"
Lucy asked. "Very happy," her father answered.
"So am I," Lucy said. "I love Charles, and he loves me. But if you weren't happy about it, I wouldn't be able to marry him."
"Of course, my darling," the doctor said. "My future is brighter because you are getting married. I don't want you to waste your life on me. When I was a prisoner, I looked out of my window and thought about you. I prayed that you would never worry about me, or even think of me."
Lucy was surprised. The doctor had never mentioned his years in prison before. The next day was Lucy's wedding, and it was time for Charles Darnay to tell Dr. Manette his secret, as the doctor had requested several months before. Before going to church, they spoke privately in the doctor's room for a long time. When they finally came out, the doctor was very pale and looked worried. It was not a big wedding, but the bride was very happy and looked beautiful in her elegant dress. When they left the church, Dr. Manette smiled and said,
"Take her, Charles. She is yours."
From the carriage, Lucy waved goodbye, and the happy couple left for their honeymoon. Now the doctor, Miss Pross and Mr. Lorry were alone. The doctor seemed very disturbed and had a lost look on his face. Mr. Lorry went to work, but returned some hours later. He heard a strange noise in the doctor's room.
"What is that noise?" he asked Miss Pross. They found the doctor alone in his room, making shoes. He looked exactly like the prisoner he once was.
"Dr. Manette," Lorry said,
but the doctor just looked at him with no expression on his face. Then he went back to his shoemaking.
"Oh, no," Miss Pross said. "All is lost. He doesn't even recognize us. What caused this relapse?"
"Doctor, what are you doing?" Lorry asked. "This is not your occupation."
But the doctor didn't answer. He had completely lost his mind. Mr. Lorry did not go to the bank, but stayed with the doctor instead. He sat by his side, reading the newspaper. He wanted to show the doctor that he was a free man.
"Would you like to go for a walk?" he asked.
"Outside?"
the doctor answered.
"Yes. Why not?" Lorry said. "You're not a prisoner here."
But the doctor did not get up, and he kept working. The next day, Lorry and Miss Pross talked about Lucy in front of the doctor. But the old man didn't react. He just kept making shoes. At the end of the day, Lorry again said,
"Doctor, would you like to go for a walk?"
Once again, the doctor asked,
"Outside?"
"Yes, with me,"
Lorry answered. But the doctor still didn't get up. The week passed slowly. By the 9th night, the poor doctor was still lost in some private world in his head. Then, on the 10th morning, Mr. Lorry found the doctor reading at the window, his shoemaking tools put aside. This was a surprise.
"He has returned to us,"
Miss Pross whispered to Lorry.
"Let's pretend that nothing strange has happened."
After breakfast, Lorry had an idea.
"Doctor," he said, "I need your opinion about a curious medical case. I am worried about a dear friend of mine."
"Why? Has your friend suffered a mental shock? The doctor asked.
Yes, exactly, Laurie said. A shock to his mind. He suffered a terrible experience, and now sometimes he has a mental relapse.
How long does it last? The doctor asked.
Laurie said, This time it lasted 9 days and 9 nights.
The doctor smiled a sad smile.
He said, And are you going to tell his daughter about his strange condition?
No, I'm not, Laurie said.
That's very kind of you, the doctor said. Maybe this man heard something that reminded him of bad memories. And maybe that's why he lost his mind.
But do you think he will have another relapse, Doctor?
Laurie asked.
Dr. Manette said,
Hopefully, the worst is over.
I have got one more question, Laurie said. When he lost his mind, this poor man used some special tools. Would it be a good idea to destroy them?
The doctor thought for a minute and then said,
Yes, you can destroy the tools, but not when the poor man is around.
That evening, when the doctor went for a walk, Mr. Laurie and Miss Pross entered his room. Miss Pross held a candle while Mr. Laurie destroyed the doctor's workbench and tore up his leather. Together they threw all the shoemaking tools in the fire. Working in secret, they felt almost like criminals. Charles and Lucy returned home from their honeymoon and were very happy. One day, they met Sidney Carton in the street. As usual, he looked untidy, but he smiled to see the happy couple.
Mr. and Mrs. Darnay, Sidney said. I hope we can be good friends.
We already are, Charles said.
You are kind to say that, Sidney said. But I want to be real friends with you both. I wasn't nice to you that night in the tavern, Charles. I hope you will forgive me.
Oh, don't worry, Charles said. I forgot about it a long time ago.
I would like to visit you both from time to time, Sidney said. I know I am a useless person, but it would make me happy.
Come any time, Charles said. You will be welcome. They shook hands and Sidney walked away. Charles turned to Lucy. Sidney Carton is really an unhappy man with no hope for the future, he said. I feel sorry for the poor wretch. Lucy put her hand on her husband's arm and said, Charles, please be kinder to poor Mr. Carton. He has got a wounded heart that he does not show us.
I hope I haven't insulted him, Charles said.
Lucy said, Just remember how happy and strong we are, and remember how weak he is. He looks exactly like you physically, but you are so different in character. You are lucky and successful, and he is the opposite. Be generous to him, and forgive his faults.
Charles kissed his wife's cheek and said, God bless you for your sweet compassion.
It was a happy time for Lucy and Charles. A year later, they had a baby girl and called her Lucy. The doctor was healthier and happier and loved his little granddaughter very much. She adored him too. Years passed and little Lucy turned 6. She was a happy child who laughed a lot and spoke both French and English. Sidney Carton didn't visit very often, but when he did, little Lucy loved playing with him. But the news from France was not good.
A political storm was rising. One hot night in July 1789, Mr. Lorry visited Charles and Lucy.
"There is much trouble in Paris," he said. "Many French aristocrats are sending us their money. Their situation is getting worse every day. The poor people are wild and dangerous. It's a terrible situation there."
The doctor joined them.
"Hello, Mr. Lorry. I hope you'll join us for tea."
"Thank you," Mr. Lorry said. "Is little Lucy safe in her bed?"
"Of course," Lucy said.
"I don't know why I worry," Mr. Lorry said. "We are quite safe here in London, thank God."